بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال: نهانا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نشرب في آنية الذهب والفضة، وأن نأكل فيها، وعن لبس الحرير والديباج، وأن يجلس عليه. رواه البخاري. حذيفة رضي الله تعالى narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited us from drinking from containers that are made out of gold and silver, and from eating therefrom, and from wearing silk cloth and silk brocades, in other words, fabric that is made out of that, وَأَنَّجْلِسَ عَلَيْهِ, and from sitting upon such fabric. Just to repeat the prohibitions that are found in this hadith, first and foremost, we are not allowed to consume or partake of food that is presented in containers or use cutlery or utensils that are made out of gold and silver. This is haram, totally prohibited for males and for females. Not allowed to drink therefrom, nor are we allowed to eat from that. And what was mentioned in previous ahadith, obviously, this part, when it comes to the wearing of garments that are made out of silk and silk brocades, this will refer to the males of the ummah. For the females, it is permissible. And likewise, the general prohibition, males and females, etc., to sit upon fabric that is made out of pure silk. In other words, to make your pillows out of that, to make your bedding, etc., out of pure silk, it will be prohibited. This hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. The illat, wujuhat, the reasons for these prohibitions, etc., we have at great length already discussed them. The next chapter, which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings, Babu Jawazi Lubsil Harir Liman Bihi Hakkatun. Sometimes the question now arises that somebody is suffering from some skin disease, perhaps very, very itchy skin, as a result of which the only type of fabric which is tolerable to him is that which is made out of silk. Will it be permissible for him to wear such fabric? There is an overriding principle in Shariat which Fuqaha mentioned, الضرورات تبيح المحذورات, that which is prohibited, that which you are not allowed to do in instances of dire necessity, the impermissible will become permissible. As we find in this case, an Anas radiallahu anhu qal, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, رَخَّصَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِلزُّبَيْرِ وَعَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنِ عَوْفِ رَضِيَ عَنْهُمَا فِي لُبْسِ الْحَرِيرِ لِحَكَّةٍ بِهِمَا. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted levity, granted allowance for Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Both these sahaba are amongst what we call the Asharai Mubashara, the 10 sahaba who in one majlis or gathering were given glad tidings by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Jannah. So what we refer to as the top 10 sahaba. Amongst them, Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abdurrahman bin Auf. So both of them were given permission by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to wear clothing that is made out of silk fabric, lihakkatin bihima, because both of them were suffering from itchy skin, some type of skin disease that necessitated this. Also, ulama mentioned that in times of war, armor, etc., that is made out of silk will be allowed if there is no alternative, because of the durability of this fabric in instances of extreme heat or cold. Because of this special quality of this fabric, it will be allowed in times of war also. Babu Jawazi, Babu Nahi an Iftirashi Julud in Numur wal Rukub Alayha. The next chapter, these are all brief chapters in which certain regulations with regards to one's wearing, etc., are covered. This chapter, the heading Imam Nawawi Rahimullah brings the prohibition of sitting on leopard skins or riding, in other words, making one's saddle, etc., therefrom. And Muawiyah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تركب الخز ولا النمار حديث حسن رواه داود وغيره بإسناد حسن. معاوية رضي الله تعالى narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not sit upon, the word in the riwayat is khaz. Now this word khaz, ulama said, may refer to one of two things. One is, there was a fabric at that time that was not pure silk. It was a mixture of silk and wool. That fabric, to use it was permissible, as we find in the practice of Sahaba and the Tabi'een, the generation thereafter. The word khaz could be referring to that fabric. If it is referring to that fabric, then the prohibition that is found in this hadith, la tarkabu, do not sit upon it, or make your saddle therefrom. So it will be confined and restricted only to that. Then this word, the commentators mentioned, sometimes refers to pure silk, khaz. In that instance, the prohibition will not only be to sitting upon it, the prohibition will be to wearing it also. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not sit upon, in other words, do not ride, make your saddle cloth, etc., out of khaz. Walan nimar. Nimar in this context refers to leopard skin. So if, when it comes to animals, there are certain types of animals that we call animals of prey, leopards, lions, etc. In this hadith we find that there is a clear prohibition that if one's saddle cloth or one's sheet on which one is sitting on is made out of the skin of such animals, of leopards, etc., this will not be permissible. لا تركب الخز ولا النمار. وعن أبي المليح عن أبيه رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن جلود السباع رواه أبو داود والترمذي والنسائي بأسانيد صحاح. وفي رواية الترمذي نهى عن جلود السباع أن تفترش. Abu al-Malih narrates from his father that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from the utilization of the skin of animals of prey. And the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, he prohibited sitting on the skins of animals of prey. Saddle cloth, making one's bedding sheet, etc., out of skin of animals of prey, from these ahadith we can find that this is prohibited. However, the muhaddithin mentioned that this is a mild prohibition. In other words, we should try our utmost to abstain from utilizing this. Now, when it comes to animal skin, there was a common process that used to occur in those days, just to a lesser extent it is used nowadays, is what we call tanning. And it was believed that by tanning the skin, the impure skin will become pure. However, we should bear in mind that even with the tanning process, this does not render such animal skin totally pure, because sometimes hairs remain on the skin after tanning, and obviously those hairs will be impure. Scholars mention that this prohibition is because of resemblance to the proud and to the affluent. Another possible reason that we are given, that don't sit upon skin made out of these animals, etc., don't associate too much with that, is we find that in ahadith and in what we call shari'i adab and etiquette, there is inference that whatever you keep close to you will have an effect upon you. even when it comes to close association with animals. Ulama say that the animalistic quality of that particular animal rubs off on the individual that spends a lot of time in its company, as was prevalent in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shiddat, harshness, intolerance generally was associated with people that spent a lot of time with camels. Those that spent time with sheep, etc., they tended to be, their natures tended to be more tolerant, they tended to be more humble, and they had a greater level of allowance and forgiveness, etc. And we find clearly inference in ahadith that all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, this was part of their process of tarbiyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them through. That we find that almost every Nabi in the initial stages of his life, at some point, he used to tend or look after sheep, because it is generally believed that those who spend time with sheep, by their nature, they become tender, and therefore they have greater humility and greater tolerance. In other words, when it comes to human beings also, one of the yardsticks or the measuring tapes we are given, if you want to judge a person's character, judge whether it is okay to do business with such a person or to associate with such a person. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-maru ala deeni khalilihi. He said, generally a person's character or background can be established by what company he keeps. That is why we always encourage parents, particularly in the challenging environment that we are living in nowadays, be very, very cognizant and aware what company your children are keeping. Nek, salih company has a positive effect. The Salafi Salihin leave company, they even talk about food. We hear instances amongst the Salafi Salihin that I was invited to the house of a pious person, and then I found tahajjud easy for the next few days. I visited or I partook of the food of someone whose life was questionable, and I found within me for the next few days the inclination or the desire